Welcome to Footing Leaves Tea Podcast. This is your co-host, Noah. And today joining us, we have our fabulous host, Shoen.
Hello.
Hey, Shoen.
Hi. So glad to be back.
Me too.
If you listened to the last podcast, we mentioned that we were just back from Taiwan trip. And so still feel pretty new back to Seattle. Still jet lag. This time the jet lag is really strong. And yet okay. Just drowsy sometimes.
Yeah. And we're going to continue with the previous theme, kind of drinking charcoal student's tea. Still our teacher. Student of our charcoal big teacher. Call him little teacher.
And today we are going to drink... Well, I'll just put it this way. One of my favorite teas then from Taiwan. But have a very special place in my heart. Dongding. Oolong.
This trip was the first time that I went to Dongding. It was the first time that I visited Dongding, the place. It's really, really special place.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I felt so happy.
We'll talk a little bit more on that. Yeah. When we have Mr. Su's Dongding tea in, and then Noah can, I mean, you guys all probably heard about my experiences with Dongding Mountain, and Noah can tell you guys his experience is really fun. Yeah.
Sounds good.
Mm-hmm. And we are very looking forward to Mr. Su's Dongding coming in. We are going to do a Dongding blind tasting pretty soon with our internet customers. And very looking forward to that session. But today, let's drink some of Mr. Lai's Dongding tea. So we went in to visit Mr. Lai, and then he probably opened 3 teas before Dongding, I think. I actually couldn't quite remember nowadays. but I remember Dongding tea is the tea that I started to feel more like, I don't know how to put it, maybe connected to the tea. The previous teas are on the lighter side. And this Dongding, I would say, is not the most refined tea from him, and yet it somehow captured me. Yeah.
It smells like Dongding.
Actually, interestingly, that day when we drank this Dongding tea with Mr. Lai, I couldn't really identify the signature fruity...
That Dongding fruit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Taste from Mr. Su and Mr. Zhan. It's easier for me, and somehow from Mr. Lai, the Dongding, I would say, even though it's not his finest teas, it's still on the finer side, the quieter side.
He has a really refined way of making tea, and the Dongding of my memories is always pretty...
Big.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. But today the fruit starts to sneak out.
It smells like the Dongding fruit on the top of the liquid right now. That's really good. Totally different approach than Mr. Zhan, huh?
Yes. And so,
and his teacher.
Yeah, when we have Mr. Zhan's Dongding in and Mr. Su's Dongding in, no matter which one you like, I think it's really fun to see their personality and their take on a certain mountain. In their teas, you guys will be able to see in the way they are, who they are a little bit inside of the tea. And for me, this is always one of the really intriguing subject in tea. And once again, it continued to be the same way. This is the second time we brew this Dongding since we came back. When Mr. Lai brewed for us, it's on the softer side and on the quieter side. And Noah brewed it the first time, and today I brewed it the second time. We make the tea feel much bolder, I think, than what Mr. Lai brewed it. And so this is also one of a very interesting subject, that with the same tea, you can make it into different ways.
Yeah. His approach is so calm. So I said it 2 days ago when we recorded the last episode, it feels really settled. When you walk into his shop, he feels just like he's... It sounds weird to say. He just feels like he's sitting there, which is exactly what most people are doing when you walk into their shop. But
And I I really love the experience that I had with him this time, which is a good teaching for me not to, you know, put in too much of my thoughts. I mean, I should put in my thoughts, but I would say my judgment into a situation. As I mentioned earlier on, I had a little bit trouble with Mr. Lai, with his teaching style. And so this one, I was a little bit hesitate to go in to visit him. And somehow we went in to visit him and it felt so quiet, so peaceful. And the teaching was easier to receive for me this time. I love his teaching this time. Yeah. So I shouldn't presume something was going to happen.
Mm.
You know, just allow it as it is. And it turned out to be a wonderful thing that we actually went in to visit him. Mm.
Well, for you guys listening at home, you can't see, but Shoen just poured out the tea in a different style, more close to the way Mr. Lai pours out his tea. And it seems like a really small thing, just the way you pour the tea out of the teapot. Because it's not how you pour the water into the pot. It's not how you put the tea into the pot. There's like such a small, minuscule part of brewing tea. But the way you pour the tea into the cups seems to make a big difference. And I don't know where to go from there. It's really hard to explain. Maybe we can record a video sometime of different styles.
Yeah, it will be very fun visual.
Yeah.
By talking, I think it's really fun. It's pure imagination. Mm. Some of the stuff, I think it should be visual.
Yeah.
Yeah. I just decant the tea in a different way.
Yeah.
From the first and the second infusion. Playing.
Yeah.
I love to play with my tea brewing. To see where it gets.
Mm.
Mm, this tea is so solid. And the Dongding fruit is there. It's a charcoal roasted tea. And it's one of the, I would say, the darker teas that Mr. Lai carries. And so it's fun to have one of the darker teas from him. But you will see his roast is still... It's very different from his teacher, Mr. Zhan. Mr. Zhan not just roast the tea with higher temperature. I don't think so. And yet he ate almost more faces to the tea.
That's a really good way to say it.
And Mr. Lai's tea is very solid. Like if you ever drank his old growth Tie Guan Yin, and then if you put like something into a very clear pond of water, and you can see that thing just very quietly drop into the bottom of the water, and this one you can actually see that too, and yet the water feel heavier.
Mm.
Mm.
Mr. Lai's tea is really intricate.
Mm-hmm.
It has. This one especially has a really solid, firm structure to it, but it's very much laid out and clear, and everything has its place in the structure of the tea.
Mm-hmm.
Feels more like Bach, and then Mr. John's tea is there. There's definitely a structure there.
Oh yeah, huge structure.
It's a
huge
structure, and it's a little bit more
abstract.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah.
And I always say that he's like Beethoven because he likes to listen to Beethoven so much. But it is, in that way, there's a lot of intuition going into the way that he makes tea, in the same way that, and those more romantic kind of composers.
Mm-hmm.
Hold on. There's a car alarm that was distracting me. I didn't want to get that in the recording. But his approach is more romantic. It's more... A little bit lost the thought now.
Sure, sure. And I feel that his tea, not put it in a bad way, I feel there's more tension.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah, just like some music, it's not a bad thing.
Yeah.
There's just some music is very, very smooth and very beautiful and well put together. Mm. And some music is well put together with a lot of diversity and a lot of tension. and Lo's music is really also very good.
There's something that Ah Ping Jie said this time that I thought was one of the more interesting little bits of teaching that I got on this trip. It's one of those things that you know and you've thought about so many times, but when someone says it, it kind of outlines it. It's that she was talking about the Lala San Hong Shui, and we're talking about how our customers really like that tea. And she said, oh, yeah, that tea, in comparison to some of teachers' other teas, doesn't have as much, like you said, tension or like there's a certain amount of dissonance within his teas.
Mm-hmm.
And that brings a little bit more interest. And the whole tea session, if it goes into a place where it's a little bit scary,
mm-hmm.
and then you come out on the other side and it's amazing, then mm-hmm. it feels a little bit more like there's more drama going on within the tea.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And Mr. Lai's teas, not to say that they don't have a certain amount of drama in their mm-hmm. own way, but they don't lean to have as much dissonance as Mr. John's teas do.
Yeah, and yet I think Mr. Lai's drama, if I want to call it a drama, is in the tea energy.
Mm. Yeah.
And it made me feel like I want to know this person. I want to know this person a little bit further. Like what is behind all this quietness? You know?
Mm.
How you know, there's so much quietness and there's so much energy in his tea too, in a very different way. I mean, Mr. John's tea is loaded with energy too.
Yeah.
Tea energy, and then Mr. Lai's tea is loaded with tea energy. And Mr. John is that, yeah, he is.
Is there? It's just,
yeah,
there.
He's that.
You ask him a question, he's just going to tell you whatever.
Yeah, blur out something so big.
Yeah.
And then Mr. Lai also, in a way, blur out something so big. I mean, his teaching is really big too, but in a really quiet way.
Yeah.
And he just sit there and say, oh, wow. Yes, that's wow. That's really nice. And then sometimes Mr. John, well, I'll say 50% of Mr. John's teaching will be like, wow, that's really profound. And 50% of the time will be like, what did you just say? Can you repeat that one more time?
I think my favorite thing ever like that he said, to at least so far, was when you smell the bottom of the cup of tea. That was my favorite thing. Because he's like, how do you detect what's going on in the bottom of the cup of tea? You smell and there's a fragrance. Like, you smell like a dog smelling his own pee. I love that. I thought that was so much fun.
Oof. And this is the third infusion of this Dongding, charcoal roasted Dongding tea from Mr. Lai. And it's really bold.
Still
content.
Maintains the structure, yeah. Though. Yeah.
Yeah, very bold and very content. And that's where I really like his tea is, it's content in a big way.
Yeah.
I love it.
There's a drummer that I really like to listen to. I've seen him play in Seattle maybe 5 or 6 times now. His name is Brian Blade. And it feels like every time he hits a drum, like with every crash that he makes, he could have done more, but he didn't. He decided not to. It has that kind of, that same refrain or refined kind of feeling in his playing. Oh, smell like a dog smelling his own pee. It smells really good.
And maybe we'll do a session with recording session of this tea and Mr. Zhan's full roast. Charcoal roast Dongding,
because
they are more similar in the I guess
the base
and the level and I think it will be a fun session too on that one, to really compare the two approaches in Dongding tea. And please allow us a little bit time to name these teas.
Yeah, sure. Still not sure what we're gonna call this tea.
Yeah.
charcoal roast two. Charcoal roast number two.
Little teacher.
Yeah.
Charcoal little, roast only.
Yeah.
Big teacher, charcoal roast only.
Yeah.
Sounds a little bit silly though.
Yeah. It's cute though.
And we just had our fourth infusion on this charcoal roast dongding by Mr. Lai. And I would say this is where I really like a dongding tea. It's still rough. Mm. And it's rough in a really good way. I think some of the beverages are just strong and rough without complexity, without structure, that is one-sided and it's just really not nice. And dongding tea is where a Taiwanese tea can really offer you a really, really big tea with a really wonderful foundation. And it's so big. I simply adore a good dongding tea, and I love that place.
This infusion, you weren't afraid to push it a little bit, which I'm really glad that you did.
Mm-hmm.
You pushed out a little bit of
bitterness, huh?
That strong, bitter, astringent feeling that lasts.
Mm.
But through that, you're able to see a new side of the tea almost. Mm. And there's a huge amount of movement just inside of that bitterness. The way that the bitterness lingers and moves through the mouth and changes slowly into something else. There is, mm-hmm. Yeah, that was an infusion in this tea that really silenced both of us.
Yeah. Yeah, we both sit there and then, for me, I don't know what Noah was thinking. For me, I was in a way watching the bitterness and watch how I enjoy that bitterness, because it's not boring. It's that as he said, things were changing and things are opening up. And
it
so
it really felt like opening.
We
felt
both
like expansion.
Just sat there and stayed pretty quiet when we sipped the tea. And of course we'll cut it out in a recording, but just want you guys to know some of the teas really make us think and experience. You know, experience and stay with the tea. Yeah,
if I left in all the silence that we, especially when the two of us are drinking tea together like this, if I left in all the silence, it would just be like a 45 minute podcast.
Too long.
Mostly silence.
And a friend just waving at us outside of the shop. So sweet.
Yeah.
His tea is interesting, huh?
Yeah.
Strong in a really different way.
Honestly, I didn't really realize it when we were at his shop how much was going on with this tea. But I liked it. I'm glad that we got some because there's a lot of exploring that we can do with this one.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. And his energy is always like this. I'm not sure if he helps coax that out when he roasts the tea or if he just chooses teas like this, but there's a huge amount of interest in his. Mm.
And that's why I feel like it's so, it'll be really interesting to get to know him.
Yeah.
Like what is behind all that calm meditation, choir.
You can sometimes see it in the way that he jokes.
Sometimes, because
it's like it's like a really quiet pond, and then like a frog.
I know.
Bellows, and then it's like, wow,
that's
really big.
Because the way he jokes, you can actually sense he's quiet. He can be quite sarcastic.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I think sarcasm takes a person who is in a way not in a quiet side. He's extremely smart too.
Yeah.
I think
to make tea like this,
yeah. I think he learned, I mean, if the story is true, is Mr. John, he drank tea with Mr. John a few times, or many times, I don't know how many times they drank tea together, and Mr. John one day just turned to Mr. Lai and said, "Would you like to learn how to roast tea?"
Mm.
And just to let you guys know that I asked Mr. Zhang if I could roast tea. And the answers has been, not sure, it depends. Of course, everybody can learn to roast tea. Do you have money to burn? And, oh, a great news, Mr. Zhang will teach Noah to roast tea. I am very happy with that. And I am hurt with that. And he just said, we all have our talents and our place in a tea. Yeah. I think my place in the tea is to choose tea and keep the tea place together and to learn to brew tea. I'm really interested in this subject. We got a different teacher who dedicate his time and energy in brewing a tea that is astounding. I mean, only until you get to taste his tea, you know how he can put magic into the tea broth. And in a way, I was more intrigued with that. And of course, I want to learn to roast tea too. And I would say I have wanted to learn to taste tea since day one that I got into this tea journey. So to have a little bit more clarity on the path is a really good thing. Try this one.
Okay.
Oof. This fifth infusion, I brewed for a very long time. And the bitterness is there, but the valve finally show up in a really clear way, how to move into your body. My God, that's so beautiful. Oh, my goodness. Excuse me.
Oh, it's really strong.
It's really strong on the route, because I'm more like detecting the route. It shows up in a really thin way. And this one was able to really just almost without any effort, just push down into the stomach. Like permeate the body. This tea just came back and we are trying to get to know the tea. We got to know the tea for the first time with the teacher, Mr. Lai. And his way of tea brewing is very different, and who he is very different from us. And when we came back to brew this tea, it's just tea become bigger and almost a bit rougher. Not a little bit rougher, a little bit. It's definitely rougher. Yeah, it's definitely rougher than how Mr. Lai brew the tea. And we are very excited to explore where more this tea can go and share with people here and elsewhere over the net. And so happy to be back.
Yeah, it feels really good.
Yeah, to drink. Life is good.
Yeah.
To live in a wonderful place and to drink such wonderful teas. Yeah, that's it. So we wish you a very happy tea drinking. And until next time, we'll see you on Monday.
Happy tea drinking.
Bye.
Bye.